But you remind me of somebody, you see, a person sitting there idle, and there's a patch of vegetation and all that, vegetables and all that, sitting idly under the shade of a tree, you see. And all the time he's trying to notice, he's observing, and to thought comes in his mind, what's this creation? After all, what is this? Isn't it a mistake on God's part, you know? See how the squash is there, such a huge fruit that is there, and such a delicate thing, you know, and just sprawling there. And here's a big tree with berries on there. Berries could be there on the vines, and such a huge fruit, vegetables should be there on top. A pumpkin tree, a pumpkin there. So just then what happened while he's sitting and meditating on these things, observance of God's mistake in creation. There he comes and falls on him and says, oh God, luckily it's not that pumpkin.
I can't
tell
pumpkin.
He must be having a hearty laughter with creation and creatures, you know, thinking about him in different varieties of ways. What do you think? He must be having a hearty laughter.
He must be funny.
It must be a continuous thing, because what he has done is kept half the world awake, half the world asleep, this and that, all that. And people continue to think about him and speak about him. It's an unending chorus, remembering him in one form or another, hating him, that is also remembering him, loving him, that's remembering him, talking about him, that's remembering him, and all that.